The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.
Good evening and welcome to The Business Hour with me, Cyril Fulyoun, on OFM. This is The Sound of Your Life. And some major changes at SARS. You know, if we look at some of the important dates for the tax season this year, to help us understand it better, we've got Adelaide Kakana, Business Accountant at Tax Consulting SA on the line. So, Adelaide, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
If we look at some of the important dates for the tax season, you know, when can individuals and companies start filing their taxes? You know, and what are some of the important cutoff dates that we should keep in mind?
Yes. All right. According to the SARS media release that was issued on the 25th of June, individuals can start filing their tax returns from the 1st of September 2020, and their due date is the 16th of November. However, we have noticed that the 2020 return has already been made available on e-filing. And we have been preparing and submitting these returns on behalf of our clients. Taxpayers that are not able to file electronically can file their returns at the branch from the 1st of September, but their due date is the 22nd of October. And provisional taxpayers have until the 31st of January 2021 to complete their submission. In terms of companies, returns are available on e-filing as per normal. There were no changes made, and the due date for submission is normally 12 months after the financial year end.
So how does the new auto-assessment procedure for non-provisional taxpayers work? You know, and when will this process start?
Yes. According to SARS, the process will start on the 1st of August, whereby a large number of taxpayers may expect to be auto-assessed by SARS. Now, what that means is SARS will prepare returns on their behalf and issue preliminary assessments. And those that are in agreement with assessment are in agreement with this assessment do not need to submit, as this will be done for them automatically by SARS. Right? And those who need to edit the assessment will only be able to do so from the 1st of September.
Giving you some important tax information, a business accountant and tax consulting SA, Adelaide Kakana, joining us on the Business Hour this evening. So then also, Adelaide, you know, what documents, certificates, information, you know, what should we double check before the 1st of August to ensure that there are no discrepancies?
Yes. Employee certificate, which is also known as the IRP5, needs to be checked for accuracy by the taxpayers. Why that is important is because this is one of the information that is preloaded on SARS e-filing, and if there are any errors or discrepancies, taxpayers will not be able to edit or amend this on e-filing. They will need to contact their respective employers to amend the certificate and do resubmissions to SARS. And those who have not received the certificate need to quickly follow up with their employers to provide them with the certificate at least before the 1st of August. And one more important documentation that needs to be taken into account is the tax directive certificate. Now, this is a certificate that is normally issued to taxpayers who have withdrawn lump sum. We have already noticed that errors on the documents on e-filing have been flagged by e-filing, and the return will not be available for submission until these errors are fixed or amended by the third parties.
So is there maybe anything else that we as taxpayers should be aware of heading into the tax season?
Yes. So taxpayers must also be aware that not all information will be preloaded on their return. In other words, things such as travel allowance or foreign investment income or Section 8 and Cap A donations will need to be captured manually on their returns before they accept the auto-assessed, should they be auto-assessed by SARS.
Adelaide Kakana, thank you so much for chatting with us this evening and just clarifying all the major changes at SARS and everything, all the dates we need to know about. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me today.
Of course, business accountant at Tax Consulting SA. And if you missed out on this conversation, well, we spoke about some very important dates and also information for the new tax season. You're more than welcome to go and listen back on the blog on ofm.co.za.
The Business Hour with Cyril Viljoen on OFM.